I am called. But what am I called? Why am I called? When am I called? Where am I called? How am I called? You may ask all these, but not who, for who supersedes who, and I am not called his, I just am. A daily sinner, yet daily saved, growth granted by grace. So with whose as foundation, let's begin with what? Daughter, sister, friend, godmother, parishioner, community member, listener, interceder, encourager, truth speaker, disciple maker, diocesan officer. These are not titles that prefix or suffix my name or summarise the essence of me. They're services to which I strive, knowing if I can but be a slave, I'll be fully alive. Some of the what does not conform to my questions of why or why not. Roles that to me are contradictory, but to God are complementary. I know with him all things are possible, but they seem to me improbable, so the call is left waiting. Waiting for me to get humble, rather than stumble in arrogance that the limitless creator of the universe can work through anyone but unruly yours truly. Waiting for me to get humble, rather than stumble in fear, because he's calling me to love, and my love for them will cast out my fear for self. Why do we say called, not labelled, vocation, not profession? In a call, there is all. It's not why me or who can I be, but what's my current function in the body of Christ, which is called as a whole. And before the all, the letter C, representing a choice. For if we will it, we are free. We are only forced to take that choice. But in taking it, can recognise that the making of our lives is not our job. And as it's not our job, there is confession, not profession, for he is the pro, and we are condemned if we cannot confess this to be so. So then, to when? And when is it then? For such a time as this, or for all of time? At 13 I was thirsty to lead and not be led. At 16 I was sick with a sense of right and wrong. At 17 I sought and served at school. At 20 I ended up doing plenty, returning to a group I'd rejected. At 22 I put on shoes that felt too big. And yet God, the Holy Spirit, is an in-soul, invisible, indescribable, invaluable in us. God is calling all the time, and all the time God is calling. So what of quiet times that are too quiet, too many times? What of talk of destiny that is destined to make us stare blankly into seeming nothingness? What of calls called out while current calls are continuing? After how, the question I ask most is it now? We're called to a race, but at what pace? There isn't a wait in Matthew 28, but for everything there's a time, overlapping, longer, shorter, paused. Repeated, 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 but with the same core call of the whole body, which sometimes needs to rest a lid or a limb. I don't have the answers, but someone gave me a suggestion to reframe the question. If there's no answer zoomed in right here, right now, is the bigger picture so silent? If we don't hear a shout this second, will we be listening in a while for a whisper? With a role and a reason at a time, I'm also called to place. To place another brick in his strength, not my own, in the building of his kingdom, and to place that in a context, in a culture, in a combination of communities. Called to dwell in a house, in the part of the city famed by the taxi driver named the Bronx. Amid the fame, in a frame on a wall in that house, a verse on a map calls me to pray. To pray between the Gurdwara and the mosque, surrounded by the red light district, KFC mimic, crack out eating, Caribbean takeout, laundrette, house not finished yet, primary school and fuel stop. Praying for peace. Praying for prosperity. For if it prospers, I prosper. They prosper, we prosper. Called to dwell in, to pray in, to work in, a new place, where I knew no one, but was known by the one who makes me new, in him. And more simply, place to be a person amongst people. And so I've saved the worst till last, perhaps not worst, but to explain the hardest task. How? To talk of my calling, I've used an order of questions, because questions have often ordered my calling. Sometimes he asks by giving me the question, but more times he asks through another. Have you thought about? Four words acting as a foreword to the next day already written in his book. Although familiar, I still question the questions. Open questions. Open by those with eyes open, seeing things that I don't observe in me. Open by those with ears open, hearing when I refuse to listen. He says be opened by those open to him. And in my experience, open questions given closed answers don't stay shut. So here I stop, but with a plea that you don't let my rhetoric be entirely rhetorical. Whose are you? Who does God call you to? Who does God call through you?